Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins, Eza Hibayshus. What is considered embarrassment? We saw in the previous Mishnah that for Oinus or Mefata, if somebody seduces or rapes someone, he has to pay for embarrassment. Says the Mishnah, HaKolofi HaMevayish VeHamisbayish. Everything depends on the Mevayish, the one that embarrasses, and the Misbayish, the person that is embarrassed. That means to say the Jewish court, the Beis Din, evaluates to see who embarrassed this person, and what that type of person is like. That means to say, if you're embarrassed by a more prestigious person, it may be more embarrassing. If you embarrass a less prestigious person, it may be less embarrassing. So we have to make that evaluation. Continues the Mishnah. Another thing that a person pays for is pigam, the evaluation. Says the Mishnah, how does one assess pigam? Says the Mishnah, we view this woman as if she was a maidservant that would be sold. That means to say, how much a person would be willing to pay for this young lady, if let's say she was a shivcha, she was a maidservant, for the purpose of marrying to his eved, to his trustworthy servant. And he wants to make sure that his trustworthy servant is satisfied, because then he'll do better work. So well, how do we evaluate it? Kama ha'isayafa. How much the woman was worth to be sold as a slur, as a servant, sold as a wife for a servant before she was raped or seduced? Kama hi'yafa. And how much did she devaluate now? And that's the difference that the fellow that raped her has to pay, or the one that seduced her has to pay. Kenas, says the Mishnah, the Kenas, which is the 50 silver coins, Shava Bechal Adam, that is the same regardless of who the two individuals, the two parties are. Bechol sheyesh lekitzva min ha-Torah. And any time that we find a set Kenas, a set penalty from the Torah, so for example, a person has to pay 30 silver coins, 30 shkalim, if his animal kills an Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish servant, or something like that, Shava Bechal Adam, then it is the same regardless of who the fellow is that damages or the fellow that was damaged. Let's see one more. Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher, in any situation where a father could still sell his daughter, that means to say as long as she's a ketana until the age of 12, then in knas, then the father does not get knas if let's say the girl is raped or seduced, because there's no knas for a ketana, for a girl that's under the age of a nara. In any situation where there's kenas, that means to say she's already a nara. Says the Mishnah in Mecher, in that situation, the father can no longer sell her. So this is, in essence, what it means, says the Mishnah, ketana, a girl that's until the age of 12 years and 1 day, yesh la mecher, she can be sold via in lo kenas. Therefore, if let's say she's raped or seduced, the halacha is that there's no kenas, there's no penalty. Nara, however, a nara, that's from the age of 12 until the age of 12 and a half, yesh la knas. If let's say she's raped or seduced, there's knas, there's a penalty. But the father can't sell her. Habageres, once she becomes a bageres, which is 6 months after she became a nara, so she's 12 and a half. Ein la mechar, so the father has no right to sell her. Vein la knas, and there's no knas, there's no penalty for rape or seduction, because the Torah says that it's specifically when it comes to a nara, a girl between 12 and 12 and a half. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.